From IPM News, I'm Kimberly Schofield. You're listening to Morning Edition. Good morning. It is Friday, February 6th at 8:55, and we have Danny Puff on the line to talk about the opening market. Good morning, Danny.
Hey, good morning, Kimberly. It's great to be here. We have some volatility here really this week and this morning as well. March corn down a penny and three quarters at 4.33¾. December corn down a penny at 4.60. March soybeans up 12 cents at 11.24¼. November soybeans, the new crop, down 4 cents at 10.95. March wheat down 3¼ at 5.32. July new crop wheat down 2¾ at 5.52. So you heard me correctly. Beans on the old crop are up 12, but the new crop is down 4. And the reason for that is we're seeing spreading old crop to new crop. It's all on potential. If there's going to be some verification of China coming through to buy U.S. old crop, what's remaining stocks for our export program, soybeans have become very tight very quickly if that develops. So this is a futures market trying to account for that potential down the road. Looking at other markets here real quick, March WTI oil up 32 cents, 72.57. Dow Jones up 655 points, 49,564 last check. Soybeans are kind of stealing the show here right now, Kimberly. Corn still generally stuck. We got as high as 435, 436 here on the March contract here the last few sessions. And that's been a small victory because we've rebounded from that 417 low after the January 12th report. So we're slowly scraping and crawling and getting that back little by little. Looking ahead, though, we need some confirmation on these soybean export sales to China. The trade generally thinks that China will make good on the 12 million metric tons, but if they add another 8 million metric tons, like Trump's Truth Social post mentioned on Wednesday, it becomes very interesting very quickly and perhaps pretty bullish. So I think that's the main reason for the premium here this week. Looking ahead, next Tuesday, February 10th, will be a USDA report. Typically, that's not a huge market mover, but we'll see. And really, this morning, no flash sales. So we want to see some evidence here of flash sales. I'm actually about to give a market outlook here in Shelbyville, Illinois today, and some hot topics at these meetings that are really well attended, I might add, just with all of the moving parts in commodity risk management this year. People want to be plugged in, and I think that makes lots of sense. Some hot topics are the U.S. drought monitor. Illinois in particular, Champaign County and surrounding counties are very much in a drought. Lots of stories of tile projects, and there's just no subsoil moisture to speak of. Inputs for new crop, where can producers cut reasonably as far as NP and K, different seed elections, crop rotation? That's very much a hot topic moving forward. Trump tweets, you know, it's just a very humbling thing. It's such a market that is so dependent on current events and quick news, and Trump tweets, for example, just can be very, could help you big time or really hurt you. So it's kind of a very humbling market to trade right now. There's a very heavy corn balance sheet. We had huge corn acres last year and a record yield. It's just too many bushels on the corn side. So if there's something, a glimmer of hope to lead the market out of this situation, it's definitely led by the soybean market the way I see it. All the acronyms, we are going over all the acronyms, FBA, SDRP, SCO, ECO, ARC-PLC. I know it's alphabet soup, it's a mouthful, but we're plugged in and trying to get people up to speed so they can navigate it the best way possible. So I hope everyone has a great weekend and stay safe.
Thanks so much, Danny. Have a great rest of your day and a good weekend. IPM meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says that today will be slightly warmer at 38 degrees, as well as partly cloudy with wind gusting up to 35 miles per hour. You've been listening to Morning Edition from NPR on WILL AM 580 and WILL FM 90.9 HD3 Urbana. I'm Kimberly Schofield. Thanks for listening.